Is there more than one Gladia del Mar by any chance? There might be that chance of confusion. Master? After the question, the robot remained blankly silent.
I believe, said Daniil, that this robot does not understand your question. It is my belief that duplicate names do not occur on Solaria. Names are registered at birth, and no name may be adopted unless it is unoccupied at the time.
All right, said Bailey. We learn something every minute. Now see here, boy. You tell me how to work whatever it is I am supposed to work. Give me the connection pattern, or whatever you call it, and then step out.
There was a perceptible pause before the robot answered. It said,
Do you wish to make contact yourself, sir?
That's right.
Daniil touched Bailey's sleeve gently. One moment, partner Elijah.
Now what is it?
It is my belief that the robot could make the necessary contact with greater ease. It is his specialization. Bailey said grimly,
I'm sure he can do it better than I can. Doing it myself, I may make a mess of it.
He stared levelly at the impassive Daniil.
Just the same, I prefer to make contact myself. Do I give the orders or don't I?
Daniil said, You give the orders, partner Elijah, and your orders, where first law permits, will be obeyed. However, with your permission, I would like to give you what pertinent information I have concerning the Solarian robots. Far more than on any other world, the robots on Solaria are specialized. Although Solarian robots are physically capable of many things, they are heavily equipped mentally for one particular type of job. To perform functions outside their specialty requires the high potentials produced by direct application of one of the three laws. Again, for them not to perform the duty for which they are equipped also requires the direct application of the three laws.
Well then, a direct order from me brings the second law into play, doesn't it?
True, yet the potential set up by it is unpleasant to the robot. Ordinarily, the matter would not come up, since almost never does a Solarian interfere with the day-to-day workings of a robot. For one thing, he would not care to do a robot's work. For another, he would feel no need to.
Are you trying to tell me, Daniil, that it hurts the robot to have me do its work?
As you know, partner Elijah, pain in the human sense is not applicable to robotic reactions.
Bailey shrugged. Then?
Nevertheless, went on Daniil, the experience which the robot undergoes is as upsetting to it as pain is to a human, as nearly as I can judge.